Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You check out his work at FanSided, ProFootballGuru.com. He's all over the place. He is ubiquitous. He's Russell Baxter, and he considers himself not only a writer, he's a historian of the game. And he joins us now on the John Kincaid Show. He's certainly a frequent guest over the years on the John Kincaid Show. I mean, honestly, you should get one of those, like, you know how when Heather Locklear joined Melrose Place? You know, very similar. Very special guest star. She was very special guest star to the end of Melrose Place. And she was on it after year one.
Well, I'm a big Batman fan from the 60s.
Oh, I loved it.
And you know, the camp, the whole bit, John.
Yes.
And I always kind of like the extra special guest villain.
Oh, yes. Or extra special guest villainess.
Yeah.
Like when Eartha Kitt did the Joker episode. Remember that?
You're going to laugh at this. There's a station called IFC.
Okay.
Who reruns the Batman stuff on Saturday morning.
Oh, it's awesome.
And guess what was on this morning that I just watched?
Was it the Joker and Catwoman?
Yes.
Oh, Eartha Kitt, man. Eartha Kitt. But Julie Newmar was the five-alarm fire for me. That's the Julie Newmar from my youth. As a young kid, that was the woman. That was the woman that made my eyes bug out. Catwoman.
Yeah, I was kind of Elizabeth Montgomery on Bewitched.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have been much more of a genie. Barbara Eden. It was the whole costume and everything. I mean, we have really gone off the rails here. So let's get Russell Baxter talking about other things that he's passionate about. Like the fact is, Russell, I'm going to let you debunk one of my theories today. I'm expecting the Patriots to get beaten tonight. And how about if I said I think it's going to be by more than one score?
Wouldn't be shocked. The one game they lost this year, John, was by 17 points.
And they're walking a tightrope every week, and I just expect at some point the tightrope to break.
Well, they're in the middle of a stretch of playing five teams that went to the playoffs last year, okay? Lost to Baltimore, survived Philadelphia, survived Dallas, get Kansas City next week, and now Houston, who has not fared very well against the Patriots. I think they beat them once.
Correct.
In their entire history and so on. But I actually have a piece coming out a little later today about this Houston team, and they have the capabilities of attacking New England and New England's weak area, and that's their run defense. Their run defense is not, they're a team that's built on the back end on defense now. And, you know, they have all those interceptions, and they're great against the pass, but they are suspect against the run. And we saw what Nick Chubb did to them. We saw what the Ravens did to them. And I saw what the Eagles were doing to them, and I have no idea why they abandoned it. And I saw what the Cowboys were capable of doing to him, and I have no idea why they abandoned it. And I can understand why coaching staffs are getting questioned. You know, if you're worried about Tom Brady beating you, there's a great way to stop that. Keep him off the field. And I think Houston, you know, last year they were a team that finished eighth in the league running, John.
Yes.
A lot of Lamar Miller, but a lot of Deshaun Watson. Little sprinkling of Alfred Blue, you know, a little over 125 yards per game. Those running numbers sometimes can be deceptive. It's like the Bills last year, as you know, were ninth in the league in rushing. Who was their leading rusher? It was Josh Allen. So, I mean, it really wasn't what I would call a pounding ground game. They have a pounding ground game this year, Houston. And Carlos Hyde might have been one of the sneaky offseason acquisitions. Remember they went out and got him via trade? He kind of bounced around the league the last year or so on after having a, you know, decent start to his career. I make the case, at least this season, that he's been the most physical running back in the league I have seen. And he's brought a different kind of dimension to the Houston offense they still are allotted Deshaun Watson, and they needed all of Deshaun Watson against the Colts. I understand that. But if I'm Bill O'Brien, and you would think Bill O'Brien knows the Patriots by now, you know, given his history with them and how many times he's faced them, you know, to me it's a heavy dose of Carlos Hyde. It's a heavy dose of Duke Johnson, who has also proven to be as good a runner this year. He's, you know, he's always been kind of a pass catcher. It's pound and pound, and okay, the Texans defense a little off the field. That obviously their back end of their defense was suspect coming into the year, and now even more suspect that J.J. Watt isn't around to help them.
Okay, let me ask you about last year. I was being told by people that for some reason, you know, they thought that it was a terrible coaching job that was going on in Pittsburgh, and that Mike Tomlin was doing a bad job. Could this year be one of his best jobs?
I think it could be. You know, I look at the Pittsburgh situation in the last couple of years, John, and to me it's organizational. And it's not just the coach. I think it's from stem to stern. And I think sometimes, you know, again, just my own view from afar, the Rooney family owns the Steelers, but Dan Rooney is not there anymore. There are different Rooneys running the Steelers. And I saw everything that happened with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, and that stuff doesn't happen just because of the head coach. It has to be condoned from top to bottom. And I think this whole situation with them made them take a closer look, hopefully, at how things are being run there and so on. And that means the coach, the GM, the owner, from top to bottom. Now, I look at what the Steelers are doing, and basically piecemeal, getting it 6-5. They won 6 of their last 8 games, a lot of them ugly, and a lot of them doing something they haven't been able to do in the last couple of years, take away the football. 28 takeaways. They're right behind New England as 29. John had 15 last year, all of last season. Minka Fitzpatrick has 7 takeaways by himself, and he hasn't even played a full season. So we obviously know what's ahead of them. The Browns have, by the way, the Browns, you have to go back to the old Browns, the last time they swept the Steelers, 1988. Okay, so there's a lot of history. And by the way, the Browns haven't won in Pittsburgh since 2003, so this is one of many huge games in the league this week, and obviously Baltimore, San Francisco, Houston, New England, Oakland, Kansas City. But, yeah, I think Mike Tomlin's done a solid job.
Okay.
And as for the way things fell apart last year, and be honest with you, I think their lack of balance on offense really cost them down the stretch. Even when they were winning, they weren't running, and they haven't been a great running team the last couple of years. They've been more winging it with Ben Roethlisberger and all their weapons. We know that doesn't work in this league. Okay, put up all the passing yards you want. I know I've said this on your show before. I'm still waiting for the first quarterback to lead the league in passing yards and win the Super Bowl the same season. It's never happened.
Russell Baxter joining us. And one more game I want to get to before we get out of here quickly is the Ravens and the 49ers. A lot of people are talking about it being a Super Bowl preview. I'm worried about both of those teams' inexperience come playoff time, even though Baltimore got a little bit last year. What do you think of the, are we going to learn a lot about this matchup, and does it really reflect on their January chances?
I think we're going to learn about the 49ers a little more than the Ravens, because their stretch coming up is pretty tough. I mean, they're going to play Baltimore and then go to New Orleans next week, and they still have to go to Seattle later this year. San Francisco's defense is daunting, but they're not great against the run, so they're going to really be challenged. Again, you know, it's hard to sack the quarterback when the running back has the ball. Now, in this instance, the quarterback has the ball and looks like a running back when he has it. So Baltimore is on an amazing roll, John. I'll just point this out. Their last 5 wins, they won 7 in a row. 202-62.
Unbelievable.
And 4 of those teams that they beat were in the playoffs last year, including the 2 Super Bowl teams, New England and the Rams.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. It was a one last thing here is I told everybody this morning, last year going into this week of the season, Dallas was 6-5 and the Eagles were 5-6, and everybody told them they both sucked. They both made the playoffs, and they both won playoff games, and they both could have won second-round playoff games on the road. Do you believe either one of those teams could make noise in January quickly?
Sure, because of their – more so Philadelphia, than Dallas. I'm still waiting for the Cowboys to make the playoffs 2 years in a row, which I don't think has happened since 2006 and 7.
You're right. You're right.
They made the playoffs the last 2 years. They showed their playoff savvy by going down the field last year with Nick Foles. I know Chicago missed the field goal, but Foles and the Eagles drove the field against the Bears defense last year. That's the kind of playoff savvy that you need. That's why New England's dangerous every year. They're here every year. Last year, they didn't have a great year, and they still managed to win it all.
There you go. Hey, Russell, I always love you and appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, sir.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.